I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now on the Tigers versus the Knights. Look, it wasn't the highest quality of rugby league that I've ever watched. In saying that, they're better players than me, so what can I say? But the Knights defeat the West Tigers 14-12. Absolutely one of the bravest efforts that I've ever seen by the Knights personally. Down to 12 men twice, so I think it's like 25 minutes in total, I think. They were absolutely... What I loved about the Knights' performance is their attack was... Yeah, okay. It was their defence. Yep. They were gutsy. Oh. And what have we been asking for the last probably year? What have we been saying? I just want to see some guts and grit, some line speed, some refuse, just to refuse to die. And that's what the Knights did. You can build off stuff like this. This could be, you know, a turning point for them. They lost Kalen Ponga. They lost Brayley essentially in the first. May as well just say they didn't play with them. If you said before the game they'd go to Leichhardt without Ponga and Brayley and lose Frizzell halfway through, you'd say they're getting a cricket score put on them.
Yeah, no Adam Elliott, Tyson Gamble playing his first game, Lachie Miller playing his eighth game of first grade. Like, the more you look at it, the more impressive it is. But I just hope that I hope it is a turning point. Because if I'm sitting here going, it was great, it was very impressive, gutsy, but I'm going, where was that last week? And if it's not there next week when you got 17 back, what's going on? You can do it. You can do it in the worst situation possible.
Yeah.
They've got to be able to bottle that and use it next week. I thought the standout for me, not a standout, but I thought he was great. Leo Thompson coming off the bench.
Impact, massive impact immediately.
Oh, fuck.
That shot he put on, who's the hooker for 14 for Tigers?
Simkin.
Yeah. Oh, game changer.
Oh.
West Tigers had him under the pump. Boom, Thompson comes up with a big hit. They get the ball back. So Knights, you know, I guess the big talking point is, first of all, we want to give a massive rap to the Knights for their gallant effort. Like Gagai, Dominic Young, you know, all the boys. You know, Jackson Hastings getting the win against his old club. Phoenix Crossland came on and tackled his absolute ass off. But the biggest talking point coming out of the game, well, there's two. There's the Kalen Ponga head knock, and there's also the Jackson Hastings post-match altercation with Tommy Talau and David Clemmer. I guess we'll talk about that one quickly first. Like, it's hard to have an opinion on it because I don't know, was something said on the field that was too far? Was he just upset because he had a broken nose and he got sent off and he couldn't play for the rest of the game, Tommy Talau? It's not a good look. It's not. You know, it's supposed to be what happens on the field stays on the field. In the same time, like, if you just had your nose broken, passions are flaring, emotions are flaring. Yeah, a little pushing and shoving, but they walked away. There was no big drama. So I don't think it's a huge issue at all, but it's not like the perfect, you know, we always try to say when the game finishes, you shake hands and, you know, you move forward. I don't think anyone watching that thought that Jackson Hastings did it intentionally. Now, when you get your nose broken, you're not sitting there going, he did it. Oh, yeah, cut him some slack. He didn't do it intentionally. You're going, you know, that's a swinging arm, blah, blah, blah. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, I thought it was very clear it was accidental, but I think also just keep in mind, Tommy Talau's a young guy. I think that'll be something he'll look back in the future and go, oh, probably could have handled that better.
To be honest, I think when you if you watch it, by the end of Hastings going, mate, I'm sorry, you could see Talao kind of be like, all right, kind of thing.
But I think by that point, Clemmer came over, and I think that changed the tempo of the whole thing.
Well, Clemmer's just doing what you do. You back your mates no matter who's right or wrong. Mm. You know, anyone that is in a rugby league team, you're not going to be like, hey, Tommy, relax, bro. Like, you're going to be like, I don't care what Tommy did. He's my fucking brother, and I'm going to back him no matter what. But if you watch it again and you watch it, by the end of it, you can kind of see Tommy going and goes like that, and he goes to turn and walk away. And so I think, like, yeah, obviously Clemmer coming doesn't help the situation, but he doesn't know that that's happening.
And I mean, I don't think people should be – I disagree with the way that Tommy Talao handled it, but – we've all made stupid mistakes and reacted poorly when we're at that young age. If you want a great example, look at the guy he was talking to, Jackson Hastings.
Yeah.
He 100% would have handled that terribly when he was younger. He'll be the first.
There's
one
a little
to
push
that.
And shoving.
You're like, growing. Yeah. Yeah, but it's more so for me anyway, and I think Tigers fans feel the same from the measures I've got in the last 24 hours. It's the optics around the club.
Oh, for sure. It's the last thing they need.
And like mate, when Tim Sheens walked into the press conference after and they asked him, he said, don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean you don't know what you're talking about? In my opinion, him not knowing what they're talking about says more about the Tigers than them just taking ownership for it.
Yeah, I would just be like, Tommy was emotional, upset.
He's pissed off. He's a young kid that's pissed off.
We
just say it.
Yeah, and you know, he got a bit out of hand, but it's all good. Yeah, so I understand Tigers fans being like, not a good look. We just lost, you know, rah, rah. But I can also understand, like, you just had your nose broken. It's not – I'm not saying it's okay, but I am saying, like, you know, you're footy players. Like, these aren't just normal. You just played a big game, had your nose broken, you're an aggressive young player, you're going to be a bit filthy about it.
And I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe there's more to it. Maybe Jacko said something on the field that we're not aware of, which he quite possibly could have. I don't know. But geez, if that's the bone you're going to pick, Jacob Saifedi almost killed a guy.
Yeah, I know. It's silly. There's no denying it's silly. But it's not the end of the world. I don't – people that are trying to, like, you know, call Clemmer and Tommy this, that, the next thing. This, like, these things happen. Like,
yeah,
not a good look. Tommy will learn from it. Clem's just defending his mate. He doesn't know what's going on. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah. If I got a blue after every time someone broke my nose, mate, I'd have an amateur boxing record, I reckon. look, I don't want to comment on it too much because I don't know the details. I don't know if there were words said and whatnot that I might have missed out on. So without getting the full context, your boy summed it up well. It was not a good look, but at the same time, they had a scuffle after the game. There wasn't much in it. Move on and whatever. Good to see that. I don't mind seeing passions overflow at times like that. They were devastated after a game that they probably should have won, the Tigers. Mm. Bit heated, whatever.
Yeah. Now, on to Kalyn Ponga head knock. Man, what a sad situation. Because, you know, Kalyn's sitting there going, oh, my God, I'm going to be a headline for the next week. You know, I love the fact that, you know, it's great that the Knights want to try him at six and whatever, but the extra chances you are by putting him in the front line, I don't understand it. And I think everyone listening to this podcast has, that's what we've kind of felt from the start, like keep him at fullback, get him through a season, then maybe consider it. Now Ponga's in a really tough situation where, four concussions in 10 months, I think it is. Mm. You know, does he need to take 5 to 6 weeks off? Like, he literally couldn't finish the season last year because of head knocks. And then when he can't, let's say he comes back, let's say 5 weeks, good to go, all the checks are clear. Do you put him at six? Do you risk that again? I don't know. Like, or, you know, and maybe it's really unfair on the Knights to say that because This can happen to anyone on the field. You can do that at fullback. You can do it in the front line. But surely being in the front line increases the likelihood of getting hit in the head.
Yeah. And I mean, mate, like if they do move him back to fullback, if I'm a Knights fan, I'm going, hold on. You traded Max Bradbury. You sold the farm to get a fullback. Now our 5'8's playing fullback where he was after one game and 1 minute. Where are we going to play Miller? I mean, he's an out now. Like, he can play other positions, but I think he's a fullback. That's where I wonder if they'll be a little bit stubborn with this because they look stupid if they do move him back there, I think. It's the right thing to do. I agree with you. But the optics aren't great. If I'm Adam O'Brien, the optics aren't good. I've spent my whole preseason moving him to 5'8". He got one concussion. I move him back. You knew he was going to get concussed at some point.
And we're not being hindsight hero guys. I think everyone on
We spoke about
the fact keep him at
in
fullback.
In depth,
that we think he should stay at fullback. He has the talent to work at six, but keep him at fullback. Look, is it? What do you reckon, Timmy?
Well, we spoke about how, like, quite surprisingly to me, actually, but I think 5'8", across all positions on the field, had the least concussions in recent years in rugby league. Now, I don't know how much the Knights looked into that or if that had much of an impact on the move, but I think, realistically, this is a different circumstance because, firstly, Kalen Ponga going to the halves is going to get all the traffic directed at him. So he'd probably end up making, if he stayed at 5'8", 15, 20 tackles more than an average bloody 5'8", because of the team's trying to wear him out. And Kemp, you made the good point off air that because he's played fullback his whole career and he moves into the halves, his tackle technique isn't seasoned. It's not as good as other 5'8". So there's going to be increased likelihood of injuries and head knocks. So, mate, I was never really keen on the move in the first place, and it's so devastating that it's played out how it has. We can only hope and wish that Ponga's feeling all right and that he comes back sooner rather than later. But as you said, Guru, it's left him in a really interesting position when he does come back, because I would say, yes, absolutely getting back to fullback, but you're basically putting a line through Lachie Miller then. Because you can also move Lachie Miller to the wing, and they don't need wingers the Knights. They've got Young, they've got Margie, they've got Hunt. Margie came back through New South Wales Cup on the weekend.
Is there a world where you put Lachie Miller at six in defence and then move him back to fullback in attack, and you put Ponga at six in attack?
Maybe you can do that.
Because, like, I mean, Lachie Miller has played rugby seven, so he can defend to a degree. He is a smaller player, but
it'd be interesting, and like, it's very much outside the box thinking, but they have to. And, you know, Miller is a fullback because of his kick returns and his yardage and all of that, whereas he's not really a 5'8". I'm not saying he can't do it, but and KP, we don't want him at 5'8", because we don't want him defending there. So possibly that can be done. I don't know.
It's tough, isn't it? Because then, you know, we're having these conversations, and the only time he doesn't play well at fullback is at Newcastle. Kills it when he plays Origin. Like, he matches, if not better, as James Tedesco quite often when he's playing Origin.
And in regards to KP, like, I just want what's the best for him. Yep. Whether it's him playing 300 NRL games and he gets through this, great. Whether it's him looking and going, you know what, I've made quite a lot of money. Is it worth having issues the rest of my life? I don't know. I just want what – it's the same thing. When Boyd Cordner was going through this, I said the exact same thing. Whatever is the best for KP, that's what I want. You know, he's a superstar of the game. And, yeah, he has had injuries the last few years or whatever, but – the amount of impact he has had on the game, getting young kids involved, you couldn't put a monetary figure on it. The amount of young kids that watched KP come through the ranks and got engaged into the game, you honestly could not put a figure on it. So I just want what's ever best for KP.
Have you interviewed Boyd since he retired?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did he – like, was there a certain moment? Was it just the build-up? Was it a doctor pulling him aside? Was there a moment that he started to question himself whether he should be doing this?
Well, I think it's when he came back, he was trying to ease back into it, and he just didn't feel right. Like, he didn't have that energy to get back into it like he used to, and he took a step back. But he said, like I said, because I tried to be honest with him without offending him, because, like, I didn't want to be – you know, it's such a sensitive topic, but I kind of said, like, mate, towards the end, like, you weren't getting hit. Like, it seemed like you weren't getting hit as hard as it. And he said, to be honest, mate, like, when it's happening, you don't want to believe that. Like, you don't want to believe that. And because these are warriors. We're talking about warriors here. And, like, yeah, KP, he's charismatic, he's cool, he's whatever. KP is tough as nails. Yep. Tough as nails. And so, as I said, I just want whatever is – if he comes back in 2 weeks and he's fine and everything's good to go and he plays six and he becomes one of the best six ever, that and he doesn't get injured – that's what I want for KP. But whatever is best for KP is what I want, because he's done, you know, people don't give KP enough credit for the positive impact he has had on the game for young kids. Like, he's the pin-up boy, has been the pin-up boy for how many years now? Like, there's so many young kids that watch rugby league because of Kalen Ponga. And it would just be sad to see him. He deserves better than that, I think. You know, he deserves better than being chewed up and spat out by the game. He deserves to have the best possible outcome going forward, in my opinion.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
I don't know what the answer is, man. Yeah. I don't know. As I said, of course we're going to say put him back at fullback. We always thought he should stay at fullback. But So it's not like this has changed our opinion. Mm. You know, we've always had the opinion we should keep him at fullback.
Yeah, and I've always had the opinion that I think he can work at 5'8 if Jackson Hastings is the halfback, but this was always the risk you were running, that he was going to have to make not 20 tackles, probably 30 tackles, because teams are going to run traffic at him. And the situation that happened, it wasn't even like they were targeting him.
Just a big, strong ball run up, head in the wrong spot.
It's going to happen. You're defending on the edge.
Fuck, it just made me sick. Poor, I just feel bad for him. And like, I know a lot of people go, oh, he's a millionaire, and don't feel bad for him. It's like, that doesn't change. Like, it doesn't change attitude. How he feels. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't change the impact of this. It doesn't change the fact that he's genuinely going to have sleepless nights going, should I go back? Mm. Do I need to have 6 weeks off? Do I need to have half a year, like the whole year off? Do I need to, the headlines everywhere. He's going to have everyone he knows when they come up and speak to him. How's the head, mate? How's the head?
Yeah.
Constant reminding. So sending our best wishes to KP. He's a legend bloke. So talented. Done so much in the game already. Whatever is best for him, I hope he sorts it. But yeah, back to the Knights. Jaden Brayley, obviously, best wishes to him too. He got his head in the wrong spot. What a gutsy performance. Lachie Miller, 9 tackle breaks, 161 metres. I will say, and I remember we were speaking about it pre-season, we said Timmy was like, I just want to see what his ball playing is like. And I remember someone commenting going, are you serious?
Sprayed.
Massive spray. and I just replied to it. I was like, are you serious? Like, he's just saying he wants to see it. And also, not everyone watches fucking rugby sevens. How would we know? But I think you've been proven right. Like, I think his ball playing does need a little bit of work, and his pass selection needs a bit of work.
Yeah, still very much a question mark, isn't it? And it's sort of gone relatively to plan for him, because his ball running is exceptional. He's racking up these big meters. He's racking up these big tackle breaks. But the ball playing is still a question mark. I do need to touch on Dom Young, who had an unreal game. I think you boys might have even had him in your team of the week. The challenge for the sin bin was one of the all-time Barrys.
Oh, like I know. Nathan dived, yeah. But it's like, bro,
and the both hands on his shoulders. The fact that Brooksy dummy didn't actually pass to him, essentially the second he made contact with him, it was illegal play. I was like, when he challenged it, and I was like, did I miss something there? Then they showed the replay. I was like, oh, no.
I think he fell for the dummy.
Yeah,
I genuinely do.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think he was just trying to time the pass with the tackle. But the challenge, it's like,
oh.
But Dominic Young, he made up for it, though.
He did.
Two huge plays at the back end. The one where when they were player down, somehow got back, batted the ball back towards the Tigers, but it went out. Incredible play.
It's desperation stuff.
Desperation. Love to see it.
Looks like Jacob Saifidi's facing 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Adam Elliott's still... I spoke to him the other day. He reckons he could be up to a month.
Oh.
So, obviously, we're 1 week down on that. So, hopefully, Ads is back soon, because they're going to be without Jacob. So, it's going to be Daniel and Leo Thompson, who was great on the weekend.
Mm.
But once again, it feels like we're back to the same problem 2 weeks ago. You're two elite front rowers. Then who?
Yeah, it's tough. But so Knights fans, just enjoy it. Like, you know, it's one of those wins you always remember as a fan. You go, remember that day we had everything went against us. Everything. We got the job done.
Isn't it the sort of game? And, you know, I'll be honest, when I saw him named in the team, I went, why is Tyson Gamble named? I don't think they win that without Gamble.
He's such a
pest, he could have not touched the football. Just having him on the field, being a prick for 80
minutes. Adam Dewey didn't punch him in the face. I'll never know. Because there's that initial spray where he stands over him. You go, yeah, you can have that one, mate. But he stayed there and just kept going.
followed him the next set. Did you see that? The play the ball was on the left-hand tram line. He was on the short side in front of the play the ball offside spraying him.
Mate.
They couldn't go to the left-hand side that entire set because Tyson was carrying on, so they had to always go to the right. It was the best.
I cannot believe Dewey didn't just go, you know what, 10 in the bin. We've already lost the game anyway.
I'll cop it.
Honestly, because he would have got, 10 in the bin? That's it. Yeah. I seriously, like, you know, I'm not some tough guy or whatever, but I seriously would have considered it because they were never winning that game at the end there, the Tigers. Like, I know they got that absolutely nonsense call, but they weren't going to win that game. Anyway, we'll get to the Tigers now. Adam Dewey had moments, but Luke Brooks just hasn't fired a shot this year. And it's not like, I hate to say it, but Hastings came there with everything against him and beat you in your own home ground with 12 men for 20 minutes or 25 minutes or whatever it was. His strike six gone. He's nine gone.
13 gone.
13 gone. And he managed to beat you. Like,
first ever game with the 5'8 rookie fullback. I don't want this to sound like an insult to Luke Brooks, because I rate him and I think if he would have left, he could have been really successful somewhere. But if Hastings was playing halfback for the Tigers,
they win.
They win 13 plus, in my opinion.
Oh, they win. I think they win for sure. Luke Brooks, we've been saying it for you, he has to leave that club.
Mm. Yeah.
He has to.
What was disappointing for me, Brooksy, was that I thought for 60 minutes, 50 minutes, he was all right. Like, he had his moments. He had a really nice line break, sort of trying to get the running game going again. He belted a 40-20. He backed the 40-20 out with a repeat set. And I was going, you know, like, not too bad. But it's the story of his career. He got to the last 20 where the game was there to be won for the Tigers and he went missing. And went into his shell. And
it was Dewey that was trying to get the job done.
And they just lost their direction and didn't know how to, I won't say close out a match because they were coming from behind, but he went missing. And it's just like, that's when you need you have to step
up. He's got to go. He has too much talent to be playing at a club that struggles this much.
And he's got to go for the good of the Tigers and for the good of Luke Brooks.
I think Brooksy at a good club will kill it. I really do. Mm. I really do. He needs a fresh start. It's just not working.
He's 28 years old. He could have another 6 years of first grade.
Yeah.
I honestly think he's good enough to be a top-tier half. Now, not the best half, but a top-tier half. I really think he's got so much potential, so much good upside, but too much water under the bridge at the Tigers. Like, too much has happened. It's just never going to work.
I think if he was to leave, I'm not convinced he would go somewhere else as a halfback. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes as a six.
Mm. Yeah.
It's his ball running when he's at his best.
And the thing is that when you look at that squad now and they're still dishing up performances like that, I'm sorry, but you have to look higher than the players. You have to, because the excuse they were trotting out last year in some people, not everyone in the media, some people, oh, they're not tough. They don't want to get on board with Michael Maguire. You know, they're not tough enough. They're not tough enough. Then a new coach comes in. They dish up this kind of performance 2 weeks in a row. It's like at some point you have to go, okay, this is a new roster with guns in it and they're tossing up the same. Something needs to change higher up, in my opinion.
I just watching them yesterday, like, you signed Appy in the offseason. Every time he took a scoot, can someone let the other Tigers know that Appy's on their team? They're not pushing with him. They're not providing anything.
Tell you what, in 2 weeks, or two or three, we'll find out soon, but we're about to find out the value of Johnny Bateman.
Johnny.
Because if he comes into this team and, look, he doesn't have to set the world alight necessarily football-wise, but the wraps around Bateman, and it's there for all to see, is just the impact he has to get people up around him, and he just leads by example. And whether you're inside him, outside him, you just don't want to let Johnny Bateman down, because he will kill for you and do everything for that club. So I can't wait to see the impact if he has on this side.
Look, the good thing is that it's a long season. It's two rounds. They could come together. They could. Appy Coruscant gets more games under his belt, works with Luke Brooks, Adam Dewey. Dane Laurie, I thought, you know, in ball running was really good, took some really tough carries, had a couple offloads. The problem is it'd be okay if they had a solid year last year and then they, you know, took a bit to come together, but it just seems like that kind of performance is not roster specific, because it's a new roster.
That's
the concern.
At the end of the day, the Tigers are 0-2. They've had two games at Leichhardt against two bottom eight teams, one of which was missing half their squad.
Meanwhile, the Dolphins, with the worst squad ever, apparently, have played two top eight sides and got the win.
Imagine what the Dolphins would have paid to have either Dewey or Appy.
God.
I tell you, like, you
Isaiah Papali'i.
You mentioned Johnny Bateman coming back. I assume he'll play on the right edge. I thought the best positive to come out of yesterday for the Tigers was Asu Kapoa jumping in there. I thought he looked unreal on that edge.
Mm.
He's played centre in the past. I assume he'll stay.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the 17, but geez, at least he brought a bit of punch.
Mm. Some aggression on the edge there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel sorry for Tigers fans. I don't know what it is. But, and look, they could turn it around next week and it might be an all a bad memory. But even if they do turn it around next week, like to dish that up twice at your famous home ground.
Honestly, when Saifidi got sent from the field, I thought to myself, they're still not going to win this. They'll find a way to lose this.
Watching the game yesterday, I thought it was so evident that there was just no desire to roll up the sleeves and do the hard work and go through the middle and earn the right to go forward. They were just going from side to side, expecting it to happen. Mate, they didn't look like penetrating them on the edges or going around them. Like, they just expected it to happen. No, like, it's the oldest, one of the oldest cliches in rugby. You have to earn the right to use the ball out wide, and they didn't. They didn't look like it.
And that was our criticism of Newcastle through every trial and round one.
Mm. Yeah. And the thing is, individually, they work hard, their forwards, like individually but it just doesn't seem
a team.
They're not working always together. Like,
but that's the Tigers' problem from the front row forward to the who's running the board.
Mm.
It seems like everyone's on a different page constantly.
Mm. Hopefully they can turn it around, man, because this can't continue.
I'd love to know what happened before Tim Sheens walked into that. Either he didn't know anything about the situation and no one said it to him, which is bizarre to me. Or they've gone, the best way to handle this is just put our head in the sand and pretend like it didn't happen.
Mm. Yeah, so hopefully Tigers can turn it around. Like, they got the squad. Squad is no longer an issue. Mm. The squad is good. It's good. It should be. Look, if the Dolphins can do what they've done, the Tigers can do similar.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.